I was impressed. I remember listening to song after song and thinking how beautiful they were.
Oh, good. Well, I feel like that with an arranger like George, I could go in there and make up a song. And it would make it great.
Yeah.
I'm getting down there. I only have, I think, 4 songs left.
And, wow.
After that, I don't know. I think, when I did Beside Me Always.
Yeah.
I liked singing it slower, and I noticed my recorded version, a lot of my first songs were all very fast. Ever since we slowed down, You Are My Wings a little bit.
Yeah.
That,
they were very fast. You went in
I just
and you
played the guitar.
Everything. Yeah. And the idea was to sing kind of quickly, not stay there.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So you could speak. I mean,
and to use a metronome. He was real into the click thing and following that. And now he says to me, oh, you're keeping time. You don't need that. And I find it's a lot better at the end to slow it down a little.
Yes, it is. To do. To
I hate singing
your
to my song when it's at the end and I have to follow it.
Yeah. Yeah. I always, for my song, I do the same thing at the endings. I have to, I turn off the metronome because you want to bring that feeling there. But
right.
Yeah, I definitely feel like when you changed your songs and did your songs at the beginning, it was to suit your vocal level technique at the time.
Right.
And now as you're starting to sing.
Yeah, like you said.
You want that space. You want that vocal space, to breathe.
Yes.
And express.
And have the feeling.
And have the feeling, yeah. And you were running through it. And from your voice at that time, you didn't like your voice. So
right.
Let's get in it.
And
out,
it was a pretty song that way too. So I was thinking, oh, I'll just re-sing the vocals. But now I'm thinking, wow, I could just do it again, the whole thing. And get a different sound, a different song.
That's right.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
Just, if I wish I had unlimited money.
Which you could do.
My hobby.
Yeah.
It's not the worst hobby. But
no, it's not. And I was thinking about that, Judy. You spend money. You were talking about the money, that you were spending in the studio and stuff. And, but I was thinking for 30 years you didn't do anything.
I didn't.
And I thought, it's hard because it's still coming out of your pocket now. But when you think of what you would have been doing as a musician over the last 30 years.
Oh, my God. I have
what
a lot of
monies
time.
You would have spent, what equipment you would have bought,
oh,
the
you're
strings
right.
that you would have purchased, the manuscript paper, the tape.
I'm finding out what that cost now.
But I'm saying you've got some credit stored up is what I'm saying. You know what I mean? You didn't spend for 30 years, and every musician does.
Well, that's why I went to see that doctor. I thought, if my teacher thinks I should go spend that money, I should. I'm worth it.
Yeah. So I thought maybe sometimes you could tell
them,
hey,
I didn't
spend anything on my profession for 30 years.
But you know what? I feel like the people around me, like George, is very reasonable. And then you, look at them in
George
a public park.
You can't do that.
No.
What he does,
a genius.
Oh, you can't.
And you're a genius.
Thank you. It still costs money. It's good deals, but it's still costing money.
Yeah.
But you're right. He's amazing.
I know, and I'm in a public park. My daughter wants voice lessons. I'm looking, and it's like, I can't afford it for her. It's crazy. It's crazy.
It's like, it's just,
I don't know.
Well, you're...
I think it'll pay off.
Right,
I'm hoping it will.
Yeah.
I'm hoping it will. I love my music.
Yeah.
I think, I'm not, my daughter is so harsh with me. She says, Mom, you're a good artist, but as far as a musician, there's a lot of songwriters, that. And I go, yeah, I know. But that's not about...
It's not about who's it, that, though. It never
no.
is about...
Uh-uh.
The best people aren't always the people that are the ones being heard. And, it's about need, seems like, a lot of time. What serves a need or a service at a time. People need to hear a certain song. They need to read a certain book. And it's not about the best
singer.
That's
right. I don't have to appeal to the whole population. All the grieving people that want songs that have true meaning.
That's right.
That
your
would be me.
Demographic.
That's
demographic.
And there's not a lot of people doing honest, real stuff. You don't hear that. I think there's a sad lack of that.
I like in your blog the way it was said, going through reading, and then it's like, boom, there's the voice listener. It's like it seems to be like going through your day, That's what you're...
It takes time to do this.
Because you're writing, you're living it, but you're writing, you're
that's right.
Documenting what you're living.
That's why I'm hand paint. I'm like, on my own crew, I have my own cameras, my own music, audio, imagery, writing. I'm doing it all. And I'm up late at night, and I love it. It's like...
That's a lot, Judy, but I think simultaneously you're getting a lot done. You're writing the book. You're doing the blog. All these things are coming together where it's going to be, this one work is going to turn into 5 different things. A book, a blog,
But it's unfolding like it's a real story for me. It just seems like there's a whole purpose to it.
Yeah.
It's so interesting.
Yeah. And you're so strong with that. You have never veered from and believing it was going somewhere.
From the very beginning, when I had that whole thing where I was going to meet a producer, it all started with picking up my guitar and writing at the same time. And of course, once I released all the sad writing, I could enjoy my music, you know.
Yeah. It's really quite interesting how one thing has led to another.
Yeah.
So in terms of people that say that, like your daughter, or think that, it's really not about that. It's really about those particular people that are waiting to hear what you have to say.
Yeah.
That need to hear what you have to say. And there's enough of them to make a difference.